All right. On this National Day of Prayer, the first thing I thought of was the most impressive example of God intervening when a nation prayed. It was May 10th, 1940. Hitler's forces were bearing down. They had already conquered Belgium, France. All the British soldiers were getting pushed towards the sea. Churchill was afraid 300,000 men would be lost. He thought maybe they could get 30,000 men back across the British Channel back to Britain. But three miracles happened. Hitler, instead of letting his panzers finish the job, he decided, I'm going to stop this panzer tank attack and let the Luftwaffe, the planes, finish off these British troops and declare victory. A great storm happened. The Luftwaffe could not get off the ground. That was the first miracle. I should tell you, King George, Queen Elizabeth's father, when he saw the situation, he called the whole nation to pray. He said, everyone, get to the churches, meet together, everyone pray. The whole nation prayed. Jill Briscoe, 25 years ago, told the story. As a six-year-old child, she remembers going to church with her parents to pray for the 300,000 soldiers that were stranded on the banks of Dunkirk. So the first miracle happened. The Luftwaffe couldn't get off the ground. The second miracle happened. The waters of the English Channel became like a pond. The third miracle happened. This prayer motivated every citizen in Britain that had a boat, that had a skiff, they started propelling their little crafts 25 miles across this channel. And at the end of the day, over 300,000 British soldiers were rescued. More than 10 times what had been predicted. And then King George said, we have a national day of Thanksgiving. And so when I think of all those biblical times we hear about where prayer changed things, this is in our time, you guys. This is less than 100 years ago. A nation came together and prayed. And God, in his mighty sovereign way, answered and delivered.
I never heard that story before.
Fascinating. I just watched that movie Dunkirk, and knowing that backstory, it's fresh in my mind. And I thought, we don't know. Probably most homeschool mothers know this and homeschool kids. But just in case you hadn't heard that about King George getting on the radio and saying, very much like Churchill, this is our darkest hour. Please pray. God answered in a mighty way.
Wow.
Well, that is, thank you, Susan, for that. And on this National Day of Prayer, we got a request from Cody for Just Say Jesus, but how do I not play Miracles from Colton Dixon after that? We can be so impressed with a miracle or miracles, but for God, it's nothing. How many babies did the woman in Mali give birth to?
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
How many? A Mali woman is celebrating the birth of 9 babies at once.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is 9 blessings all being dumped at one time on your family. That's wonderful. I love it.
Only 2 other sets of non-uplets have been previously recorded, with the most recent in 1999.
Is she getting a reality show?
Halima Sissi gave birth via cesarean section, do you think, to all her bundles of joy in Morocco on Tuesday after authorities flew her there for special care. Doctors originally only detected 7 babies in the 25-year-old's crowded womb before
finding out the real total.
Like, you're good. You're good. Just 7.
Just 7. You're fine. You got this.
The count includes 5 girls and 4 boys. Susan, you've the only one in the room who's given birth.
Yes. Well, and I've never...
You did it one at a time.
Did it one at a time. And it's a life changer. So I can't, my mind does not even go to 9 children. Let's pray for this woman.
Yes.
If God brings her to mind, send up a prayer. And what a story these children will have to tell. I pray they all have good health. And they'll have an experience like no one else on earth.
She has a baseball team.
I know.
You know? And here's the thing. Children are absolute blessing, and I love it. But I have to say, it's a pretty dramatic change with... say I'm 2nd of 9 kids and 20 years between me and my youngest sibling, Will. When you get all 9 at one time, like, I mean, this dear mama is, she's in for an interesting life.
We have five, but as we went from one to two, which was 16 months after the first was born,
right.
People told us this. And again, this is just kind of in the parenting community. People said, oh, yeah, going from one to two is like going from one to 10, I thought they said. And I'm like, no, she really went from zero to nine.
My dad always described it this way. When you have your first child, you can double team them, right? You got mom and dad. When you have your second child, it's man to man. When you've got your third child, you just drop back into a zone.
Yep.
All right? Because you've only got two of your parents. And when you have your fourth and beyond, you're just in a prevent defense. And it's just don't allow the big one.
And what you're missing out on is so often, right, the first, you're so strict and careful with that first child. And by the time it's the fourth or fifth, I mean, it's so funny go whatever.
I know. So. And you never hear the end of it. My son Ian is like, back in those Focus in the Family days, I could never go trick-or-treating. Things were tough.
Yeah.
And now...
You never let me do that.
You never did, and now Catherine has... rules the roost.
A few fun little factoids for you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Things you didn't know yesterday, but will in the next 60 seconds or so. Susan can start us off.
Okay. Yoda and Miss Piggy were both voiced by the same person.
Yes.
That's so good, Caleb. And I think that person was Frank Oz, correct?
Frank Oz, yeah, absolutely. I did not know he voiced Miss Piggy. That's something that I didn't know yesterday, but I know today. There you go.
Another one. Oreos were created before chocolate chip cookies. Who knew? I would have thought chocolate chip cookies came first.
Huh. Things you didn't know yesterday. The dot above a lowercase I, it actually has a name. And also same dot over a lowercase J. It's called a tittle.
Huh.
And so, of course, there's that verse, I believe it's in the King James of Matthew 5, where Christ said, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law till all is fulfilled. So, yeah, that's what the little dot above an I or a J is called.
I feel smarter.
I know.
That's the goal.
And we're not done yet.
We are not. Because between the Earth and the Moon, you could fit side by side all the other planets in our solar system.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Someone took the time to figure that out.
I would love that, hopping from Jupiter to Saturn. That sounds super fun.
Let's go plant hopping. Planet hopping.
There you go.
Bubble wrap was first meant to be used as wallpaper.
That would be cool, especially if you have toddlers.
But it apparently never turned out. Have you ever been to a house who had the bubble wrap on the wall? I don't know.
Things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Cows have best friends and get lonely if they're separated. And if their friend is moving, then they really have trouble.
Caleb.
I'll be here all week, folks, but it only lasts one more day.
He's done a Yoda impression and a cow joke. Wow.
What would we do without you?
Probably would have a lot better ratings.
No. So finally, things you didn't know yesterday on the WIB Wake Up Show is Toronto, Ontario, Canada is about 300 miles south of Seattle, Washington.
So there's a point in Canada that's actually 300 miles
south,
lower geographically south. So than one of the northernmost cities in the U.S.
Exactly. We can't always say our neighbors to the north because a whole bunch of Canadians, they're too nice to get angry. But they'd be like, darn, we're down to the south of you.
I think we'll still say our neighbors to the north because overarchingly that
largely
is the case.
Speaking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Things you didn't know yesterday here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You don't want to be the person who corrects somebody who says, neighbors, except for Toronto.
I don't know about you guys, but when I was a child and I heard it was Mother's Day, I actually had the audacity to say, when was Kids Day? And of course, our moms would say,
Every day is Kids Day.
Well, the question today is, how would life be different if kids made the rules? Well, here we have it. Makeup would be much more about self-expression than just looking good. And I remember that, putting on lipstick around my lips instead of on the lips.
How would life be different if kids made the rules? Number two, vacations would all be based on whether a hotel has a pool.
Yes.
This dad plans them too.
Now, I remember that as a kid. We did camping in the Halverson house, my dad, right? And until we had this nasty rainstorm. And I think we ended up packing up, going home. And it was like, after that, it was more the motels.
Yeah.
After that. And motels with pools. So Here's another way that life would be different if kids made the rules. Main food groups, yeah, they'd be fruit snacks, popsicles, and chicken nuggets.
Yum. That sounds delicious.
Sounds like my household. Kids love those.
So how would life be different if kids made the rules on the WWIB WIB wake-up show? Footwear would be banned because it's just prison for your feet.
My toddler would agree.
And that is true. And it seems like from infancy, they are kicking off their shoes, trying to get their socks off. I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's like you're going to church, and so you have the nice shoes and the socks or the tights or whatever. And it's like, how did you get both of those off in the time that it took for us to drive from home to church? And of course, if we're running late, how would life be different if kids made the rules one more? Everyone has the right to fall asleep anywhere, anytime. Because when you're small, you go, and then you just kind of pass out. And in the case of my three-year-old, daddy's favorite chair, if it's Nora's favorite chair and she's tired, she gets precedence. So,
oh, yes. Life would be different if kids made the
rules. And I wish I could enjoy their naps. But, you know, on those days when you're sort of tired, you look at them and you say, I know you're just storing up energy for the next onslaught of creativity.